You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous radio collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the inside of the AMS Nest on the UBC campus in Vancouver, BC. I am Eric Coates. The show is A Face for Radio, and this week we have a special all-Canadian content show for you. Whew, it's going to be good. I had still not done my exams. I've done half of them, and then I have two more to do next week. So this show next week, I'll be a free man. I'll be a graduated man. Anyway, I have a bit of a funny story. So on Tuesday, I went to see Sir Paul McCartney at Rogers Arena. It was great. However, how I came to this decision was kind of funny. So I wanted to buy the tickets when they came out. So I was at school, and on the Friday at 10 a.m., I logged in, and the tickets were sold out in 3 minutes. So I wasn't able to get any tickets. But then, a couple weeks later, my friend told me that she got tickets for the show. So I was like, okay, cool, I guess I'll still be able to. I'll check later. So last week on Thursday or Friday, I'm studying. And to procrastinate, I decided to look to see how much Paul McCartney tickets are. I look, I see two good seats at a reasonable price for the show. And I go, this is my chance. I got to get it. So I look, they have good seats for both Tuesday and Wednesday. And I originally felt inclined towards Wednesday, but then I remember my friend had a barbecue. So I said, so I don't have to worry about the barbecue and having to leave and all that. I'll go to the show on Tuesday. So instead of waiting, which is what I usually do, you know, to make sure this is a good idea, no issues, I buy it on the spot. Next morning, I wake up. There's a text message from my girlfriend who I'd talked to the night before, and I told her before any of the Paul McCartney stuff happened, that my plan was to only go out Wednesday night this week because I had to study for exams. So she texts me in the morning, and the text message says, since you said you're only going out on Wednesday, are we still good to go for Tuesday? And I'm like, what is she talking about? I have no idea. What am I supposed to do Tuesday? What are we doing? And so I look through the events on Facebook to see what's happening. Realize Courtney Barnett's show was on this Tuesday as well. And that she had bought me a ticket to go to that show like 2 weeks ago, but I completely forgot the date. So now I was in this predicament. I didn't know what to do, so I tried to sell the Paul McCartney ticket so I could go to Courtney Barnett on Tuesday and then buy more other tickets to go see Paul McCartney on Wednesday. That didn't pan out. No one bought my ticket, so I went to see Paul McCartney on Tuesday. Anyway, long story short, he opened the set with A Hard Day's Night and closed with the medley from the end of the second half of the Abbey Road medley, which is on the second half of that CD, or album. Anyway, it was great. Sir Paul was terrific. So we're going to kick off our All CanCon show with a band that was suggested to me by a friend, and he just came back from 3.5 months traveling through Asia, so that's cool. And I asked for a Canadian song, and he said One Fine Morning by Lighthouse, which was a Toronto band from the 70s. Enjoy.
Fly. trust me. I got some things I need to tell you anyway. Sometimes I can hardly believe the way you don't believe what I say. Somebody look at me. Do I have a glass eyelid? Do I have a glass forehead? Can you see through it? It's, you know, sometimes it gets so hard. Now I don't know if you can see. Trust me, I got some things I need to tell you anyway. Sometimes I can hardly believe the way you don't believe me when I say, won't you to trust, 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 trust me, want you to trust, 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 trust me.
Let's all spill around and down on top of us today. What more can I say? What more can I do? I'm troubled over you. I'm troubled over you. Well, the money don't matter. It never has. I would have never put the money down if I thought it wouldn't lie. I think of me as a rock, a little rough on top, but you can still count on me to get down when the needle draws. Now I'm down on my knees begging you, baby, please, won't you spend a little time with me to make the void less vast? But ain't that just like life and uncertainty? We still don't know how the whole thing came to be. And by the light in the sky, I pronounce you and I destined to forever run around the center of the sun.
Back, you are listening to A Face for Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we just finished off our first set of songs here for the day, this beautiful Thursday. I hope you're having a nice morning. I realized that last story that I told was not as exciting as I had imagined it and as how I had imagined telling it. But, you know, I guess that's the way it goes sometimes. You win some and you lose some on the story front. Anyway, we kicked off that set with the song One Fine Morning by Toronto band Lighthouse, off their album One Fine Morning from 1971. They are, rock band with a whole lot of instruments infused. So, that's about that. They were introduced to me by a friend of mine yesterday, and I thought I'd kick it off with them. Then we listened to a band that I am a big fan of and probably have played most of their shows, or played most of their songs off of their album, and I saw their show. Anyways, the band was Nap Eyes, the song was Trust, and the album was Thought Rock Fish Scale, released earlier this year. And then we finished off the set with Iceberg Ferg from Victoria, who's now based in Vancouver, I believe. And the song was called Troubled Over You, over from his album In the Valley of the Purple Prince, which is good. I think his last album, Waiting On, was better, but this one has some good tunes, including this one. So, yeah, that was that. We're going to keep things rolling here musically. So Can We try and get some people paid, some Canadian artists the credit they deserve. And the next band I've got is a band right here from Vancouver called Swim Team. They rock.
Hollowed out by the sudden re-transform. Like the furniture matching the colors to the walls. As you walk towards this grocery store, this colored and graphic like a hand to a arm. How can you tell when nothing was left?
Hello, you. I am back. We are back. The show is A Face for Radio. I am your host, Eric Coates. About halfway through our CanCon showdown here today, and we kick that set off with the song Tell by Swim Team from Vancouver. I have also probably played all of the songs off of that album, which is great, Freedom/Constraint, out on cassette form or on the internet. Then I played a band, Gesture. They feature some friends from CITR. The song was Never. The album is self-titled. It's on the interweb if you want to check it out. But if you search for it, make sure to search Gesture on Bandcamp itself, because I've had trouble finding them through regular search engines. Anyway, then we finish off that set with Other Jesus, the song Modern Art off the album Everything is Problematic. Good album. Good album. Okay, that's, I'm going to keep it quick because I'm still reeling from the McCartney story. Well, actually, no. There's a Twitter called Kids Write Jokes, and that's all I'm going to say for now, but stay tuned because I'm going to tell some jokes off of that. It's pretty funny. But before that, we're going to be a bit more serious and play the song Baby Blue by Ace Martin off of their new cassette, Palm Springs. Enjoy.
letters. There are numbers. There are pictures, but they say something I can't read. I wish I could, but I don't speak carpet.
Show your love for Disc Corner Magazine at our fundraiser at the ANSA Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candle, The Backholms, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Disc Corner Magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free, independent Disc Corner Magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
April 23rd at 8:30 p.m., Vivo Media Arts presents Destroy Vancouver at Vivo, 2625 Caslow Street. Featuring Anne F. Jacques, Alex Moskos, Alexandra Spence, Emma Hendricks and Julie Gendron, Martin Messier, Victor Maison Gardaki. Destroy Vancouver is an improvised music series curated by Lisa Ferrari and John Brennan.
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness.
I must have slept for a long passages. Time.
And it must have
this
been
noise, however, is all of silence and breath,
and I hear only as a faint whistle.
I do not hear it all as night as it was on
although it must have been a female.
Can my
and it is so much speed,
audible only to the ear of the householder,
seems to me that the beast has ever even heard me.
It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches.
The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is A Face for Radio, and I'm your host, Eric Coates. We're reaching the end of the show, and I still have three songs to play you, so we're going to talk fast. The last set that we listened to started off with Ace Martins with the song Baby Blue off of their cassette Palm Springs, which came out just a couple weeks ago. And then we listened to The Weaving by the band Fuzzy P off of their EP, The Fuzz EP. Great, great song. Very good EP. And then we listened to Trasher by the band Hooded Fang from Toronto And the song, the album is Graves. And they released that album quite a few, you know, it's got to be at least 3 years ago now. But they're coming out with some new music. And I loved that album, played it to death. So I'm very excited for what they have coming out. And up next, we have, oh, well, before I say what we have next, I did promise to say, talk about the kids write jokes. So apparently these are jokes that real kids wrote. One of my favorites is, so this is supposed to be a joke, and it goes, "I love you," said the doctor. "Why?" said the man. "Because I do." And that's all, at both times, hilarious and sweet. And then this one is just pretty good pun. "Why was the deer confused?" "Because he had no idea." Idea, get it? Okay, we're about to hit the last set of songs on this all-Canadian show. I hope you enjoyed the music from the Great White North. We're going to finish it off with a band, with this last set of songs before you get the pleasure of tuning into the real world. First band we're going to play is Little You, Little Me out of St. John, New Brunswick. The song we're going to listen to is called Racket in My Brain off of their album called I'd Watch the Day Till It Died. And then we're going to listen to Vancouver band TV Ugly with the song Werewolfing off of their cassette UCLA Yankee Cola. And we're going to finish it off with Always, with the song Archie Marry Me off their self-titled album that came out a couple years ago. That's great. It's so good. Great pop album. And they opened for Courtney Barnett, and I was not able to see them. That is about everything. I just have to be the bearer of bad news. I got a notification on my phone with some sad news. Apparently, Prince is dead. Music icon Prince has passed away. So, I don't know. Listen to some of his funky songs today to pay your respects. Since it's an all-Canadian show, I can't play any of his songs today. But I will next week bring some Prince to honor the purple god, the little purple man. Well, you know, it's sad, but rest in peace, Prince. Yeah, he's young. Anyway, you know, don't let it bring you down. Beautiful day out. Enjoy. The Real World is up next. The show is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Derek Coates, and we'll be back next week. I'll be done exams. I'll have some music. I should have some spoken word, and we'll have some prints to honor his passing. All right. Kicking it off with the song Racket in My Brain by Little You, Little Me. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome.